What I found out, and I've told people this over and over again, that when you paint, and people say, well, at the end of the painting, they feel it needs a little pop here, or a little pop there. What they do is they come with a brush, and they'll put a little color here or there. And what happens is when you look at paintings, in any gallery in New York, good galleries, if you'll squint your eyes before you leave, you'll see something that jumps away from the picture brain. And that's because it was added. So if you really wanted to become part of the picture plane, the thing to do is to, I call it mining the surface, embed it in the surface, and then bring it back to the surface, rather than just add it at the end. So you'll see where I put rags down in the modeling base. So I'll have certain pops, but the point is I'm not adding the pops. I'm including them in the original picture plane. It sounds like not a big deal, but it is. A lot of people who use Leaf, like Koons polishes it all, makes it shiny. What we really do is almost always distress it. We have different ways of distressing it. On this piece, it was immediately sandblasted. In other words, take it out and we'll sandblast it. We've even shot birdshot into pieces of sculpture. But the point is, I think the Leaf, just like in these colonial pieces in Mexico or in Central America and the Philippines, they look better when it's a media that actually looks better in age. When people touch it a lot, it really develops a patina. So this was sandblasted. Mm-hmm. Or it would have been very, very shiny if you don't do this, it'll be hard to see the form because it's too bright to see the form.